Welcome to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast. Shout out to the underdogs, my people, and the occasional Trump supporter that might have accidentally found the show. You've made it to the right place if you want to get personal about the news and the culture. Please enjoy this mini episode of the Gregory Neesmith Show. Welcome back to the Gregory Neesmith Show, where we get personal about the news and the culture. Disclaimer. This ain't CNN. This ain't the New York Times. This ain't the Wall Street Journal. This ain't MSNBC. And not that there's anything wrong with that. They cover the news. They commentate about it. But here at the Gregory Neesmith Show, we get personal about it. That's what we do. And I am grateful that you get personal with me and with each other. Shout out to Barry from Money Under Mount Vernon, who called. Also, shout out to Deborah, who called during the break. Longtime listener, someone I appreciate her energy and her insight. And as she comes along on this journey every week, or as often as she can, and I appreciate her, Deborah from Manhattan. And shout out to all the folks who checked in on the Facebook Live. Karen, Celine, Daryl, my people. Appreciate you. All right. Family drama at the White House. So what's up with Jared Kushner? This is what's been up with Jared.
What about the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, whose security clearance, top secret clearance, he lost it this week. And at the same time, there are questions about his business relationships. Yeah. And there are rumors of him fighting with Mr. Kelly as well. Is he at risk?
These are certainly dark days, I think, for the presidential son-in-law. It's been a rough week. He's lost his top secret clearance. He's in the crosshairs of special counsel Bob Mueller and the Russia investigation. He's millions of dollars in debt. We've learned that foreign governments are looking at ways to potentially manipulate him as a result of his complex business dealings with his family. His status, I think, is probably more tenuous than it's been. But again, family members have a special place in the president's orbit. I suspect if he wants to stick around, he'll find a way.
And that was an update on Jared Kushner, who, as of this week, his security clearance dropped from top secret to secret. And according to a White House press secretary, he will continue to do important work, quote unquote, that he's been doing since he started. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Jared Kushner is literally on every single project there is in the White House. Middle East peace, infrastructure, technology at the White House, just doing the most. And it seems that Jared, who doesn't really have a background in politics, because he's the son-in-law to Donald Trump, has inherited this massive responsibility and one of the closest advisors to Donald. And now he's basically knocked down to not being able to have access to all that's going on. And the word is because there's some different conflicts of interest that are going on between Jared Kushner and some of the activity that he's been doing in the private sector. The Washington Post has reported that several foreign governments have aimed to manipulate Kushner. And so there's been a lot of stuff going on. And I just, and so that's been what the Washington Post has reported. And the New York Times has reported that there are two companies that have given loans to Kushner's business after meeting with him in the White House. That sounds like that's a bit shady. And also there's been ties to a bunch of financial institutions to Jared Kushner's business deals that are under investigation. Well, it seems odd to me that someone who would have that much stuff going on could go over a year getting access to some of the most important information there is to our country and our safety. And at the same time, he could have been putting us in jeopardy through his business dealings, things that could have led to blackmail. It just seems reckless. But as Daryl said earlier, shout out to Daryl from my hometown of Philly, it seems that Trump is at least in this case from the outside looking in, choosing family over competence or family over safety or family over country. Now, I would get on Jared Kushner and Donald Trump and the FBI. I mean, I could start throwing some stones. But then I'm reminded that I live in a glass house. And that maybe I shouldn't. Because we can talk about Jared. We can let about letting somebody do the most that seems unqualified to be doing most of the things that he's doing. We could talk about giving top security clearance to someone who seems to have some shady stuff going on. We could. But I want to talk about who are you giving top secret security clearance to in your life that's doing the most but not qualified, that's got some shady things going on that could maybe get you all messed up, but you choosing quote unquote family or past or history over your own security, over your own safety, over your own family's peace. Because as I thought about this story, I'm like, dang, there's some people that maybe I should be downgrading the access they have to me. Because Donald Trump ain't the only person making some bad decisions and keeping some people in their life maybe even too close to them than they should. Let me know. Am I the only one? Maybe it's just me. Maybe just Donald Trump and Gregory Neesmith are the only two people who've been giving people access in their life that they probably shouldn't. Maybe it's just us two. I never thought I'd say a sentence, just Donald and I. Who you downgrading? There's got to be somebody in your life that maybe has too much access to you. They got some conflicts of interest, and they get to be downgraded just like Jared, from top secret to secret, or from top secret to nothing. Let me know. Or you can go to the Facebook Live and comment. And I don't, and let me preface that, because I'm not saying don't give me names. I don't want you to put your business out in the street. Don't say like Mary Lou John is the person that needs to be downgraded because she does this and does that. Like, don't do that. But you can just do a simple like, yes, I have someone or somebody that I'm going to take a look at who and what, why, where, how I interact with them. And I'm going to share with you some of the things I've been thinking about as I think about this question, like who should I downgrade from top secret? Who should have less access to me and my business and my family and my friends? And I started to put together a list of like, what are some of the things I'm going to think about as to who is, you know, kind of like a Jared in my life, that there's somebody I know and we're close. We got past relationships, but for what I'm doing now, what I'm doing going forward, they get to get their clearance downgraded. So I started to think of a list of ways I'll know who should stay, who should go, who should get downgraded and so forth. And I'm going to share that list and you can share yours too. Oh my goodness. I'm laughing because I'm laughing literally out loud as I read some of the comments that I was checking out during the break. Let me read a couple of them. First, shout out to Ms. Martinez, who says, hello, Mr. Unstoppable. And I love the fact that she calls me Mr. Unstoppable, because you guys know I love unwords. Underdog stuff, unbelievable, unavoidable, uninhibited, unconventional, underrated, unjust. And so I love that she's giving me the nickname that starts with an un. And I definitely am doing my best to be unstoppable, especially when it comes to spreading special stuff and fighting for underdogs to rediscover how special we are in the world. and a couple comments related to Mr. Jared doing the most Kushner. Salim says Kushner and this administration are about as reckless as Wilder was last night against Luis Ortiz. Laugh out loud. Using, you know, a little sports reference to make some political commentary. I'm not mad at that. And Daryl says, seeing how POTUS has run things in his first year, my guess is Jared becomes chief of staff in the next couple of weeks. Daryl, that ain't happening. Stop it. I don't even want to entertain the thought that that's not happening. I mean, it could. I mean, anything's possible with Trump, but I don't think it's happening. And Salim also says, all personal clearances gotta be revisited on an annual basis. Ex-girlfriends gotta lose their clearances for my peace of mind. Hey, I love that. So what Salim said, and then also Karen said this earlier, Karen says it's wintertime, it's time to clean house so you can get ready for the spring. Salim mentions this idea of annual clearance checks. I like that. Who else does annual clearance checks? Because I think that's right. Just because something worked last year doesn't mean it's going to work this year. And we get to revisit. We get to recommit. And I always believe this. You can love someone from a distance. You can love someone close up. And you can love someone very, 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 very close up. And just because you choose to create some space and distance, you can still do that with honor, with grace, bow out, move on, and still have love for that person. And as Salim says, oftentimes that helps us keep our own peace. And also one more comment on the Facebook Live. Salim says, mushy cushy is a mess. Salim, I can't curse on the air. Now you got me reading and editing and censoring on the fly here. He says that basically Kushner is a mess. Millions and billions in loans being exchanged as a presidential advisor. And let's not get into the possible insider trading situation after the discussion about tariffs on steel and aluminum. Clearance has got to go. Forget downgrade. Salim says Jared Kushner needs to be security clearance rescinded. And I'm assuming he also means that just Jared just got to go. And sometimes in our life, people just got to go. Miss Martinez says she has some people she knows that she wants to let go too. All right. So I said I was going to share some ways that I look at who should get downgraded or not. And in the moment, we're going to pick up on what Salim said. And maybe this will be an annual thing I do in terms of trying to figure out who should get downgraded with their security clearance with my life. Who should get downgraded with their security clearance with your life? Because we can talk about Jared, but that ain't fun. We'll talk about you. We'll talk about me. We'll talk about us. Because this ain't CNN or Fox News. They cover the news. They commentate about it, but we get personal about it. All right. Top five ways that I figure out whether or not someone should be downgraded. This first one is for when I'm at work. People who I work with that I complain to. But if I stop and think about it, if I'm complaining to someone at my job that can't change the situation that I'm complaining about, I need to stop telling them my business. Because complaining to someone who can't change something at my place of employment is almost like gossiping. So if I tell one of my peers that I hate my boss, my boss does this, my boss does that, they do this, my boss is terrible, my boss this, boss that. My peer can't do nothing about that. Now, if I was telling the human resource team, HR team, or if I was talking to my boss's boss during 360 feedback, or when asked to rate what's working and what's not working about my boss, that's different. That's not complaining. That's giving feedback to people that can help change your situation. So if there's people that you constantly complain to at your job that can't do anything about what you're complaining about, they need to lose their top secret clearance. They should get less access to your business and what's going on in your life, and especially at work. That's one. Another way I look at who should get downgraded or not is if there's somebody that I talk to a lot, and when I talk to them, they always talking about other people and talking bad about them. Because if they talking bad a lot about other people when they're around you, they're probably talking bad about you when you ain't around them. Downgrade. Number three. Stop telling people your business. And I put the, let me use the I. I'm going to stop telling people my business that ain't doing or done the stuff that I'm trying to figure out. And what do I mean by that? I'll use a example. Let's say I'm planning a trip to Italy. I'm not going to talk to people about my trip to Italy and get advice about what to do and how to go there if that person hasn't been to Italy. And at times, I've been given top secret access and wanting to get counsel from people who've never been to Italy. I mean, you know what I mean, like not necessarily talking to people about Italy, but it's an example. I hope you follow. It's an example, but you know, you're talking to people, getting counsel, giving them top secret access to you and your business, asking them questions about what they would do, and they've never done it. Downgrade. Another situation. I don't know about you, but I know some folks that aren't always above board. They may be into some illegal activities here and there. You know, we all got some friends, some family that you might call in a tough situation. They might handle things a little differently than others. You know, they, you know, sometimes things get out of hand and it might be nice to have some reinforcements. But if you got some of those people in your life that are mixed up in some illegal activities or can rough some people up for you here and there, I'm not saying get rid of them. Because, you know, I haven't gotten rid of all of them. But get rid of the ones who are messy. Get rid of the friends who are mixed up in some stuff and they're sloppy. Because that sloppiness could impact you and your safety. If you know someone who's selling some stuff they shouldn't be selling, but they always do it discreetly and in other places, all right, I get it. But they start bringing that stuff to your doorstep, to your home, where you live, around your kids, stuff like that, they got to go. Downgrade. And lastly, one of the ways I figure out whether or not someone's security clearance in my own life should be downgraded or not is if I haven't finished the background check, which, oh, by the way, they didn't finish the background check on Jared Kushner, yet they gave him all the access. Downgrade. I should finish my background check. I should, like, look up their social media. I should talk to a couple of their friends. I should get some references. I shouldn't give a lot of access to someone that I haven't done my own due diligence and background check of. Or else I'll end up like Trump and Jared Kushner, where I'm potentially mixed up in a lot of nonsense just because I rushed to give access before I was done my background check. So that's how I try to figure out whether or not someone should be downgraded or not in my life. One is only complaining to people who can change my situation. Number two, stop talking to people who talk about other people a lot, because pretty soon they'll be talking about me. To stop giving information and getting counsel from people who haven't done what I'm doing or aren't doing what I'm doing. Let go of people who are mixed up in shady business, but not so much that as much as they're sloppy, they're messy. And that messiness could end up messing me up. And then lastly, I get to, like, stop being overly trusting and giving access to people who I'm not done with their background checks yet. That's just being responsible on my end. Let me know how you choose to upgrade or downgrade someone's security clearance with you. I think Salim mentioned on the Facebook Live that for him, his litmus test can be one of peace of mind. And so if someone is at odds with his peace of mind, then it sounds like he may go downgrade. Let me know. Thank you for listening to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast, where we get personal about the news and the culture. And as always, I leave you with my favorite quote, underdogs, can't nobody do it like you do it. Nobody. Peace.